Avril Crump and Her Amazing Clones, written by Angela Wolfe and read by Simon Russell Beale.
Newspaper headlines. The Wretchford Post. Your indispensable weekly source of news, views and movie reviews for Wretchford-on-the-Reek and the surrounding area. Laboratory to reopen. Local history will be made today when Leviticus Laboratories opens its gates to the public for the first time in 15 years. The renowned scientific institution has not admitted visitors since the well-known human cloning scandal 15 years ago. Professor Gideon Blute, the scientist responsible, was expelled after malformed cloned body parts were found in his office. Blute, who was allegedly trying to create a super clone from the cells of famous historical figures, was charged by the governors with conducting an unauthorized experiment. He disappeared in mysterious circumstances. Police are still interested in determining his whereabouts. Professor Schnautspart, head of the Oil and Fuel Department and chief governor at Leviticus, will hope this black mark is forgotten today when he leads a party of local bigwigs and journalists on a tour around the laboratories. They will be shown interesting experiments and listen to a short lecture before enjoying sherry and nibbles in the staff room. It is expected that regular tours will follow over the next few months. Chapter 1. Leviticus. The small crowd pressed wind-chilled faces against the tall iron gates, pushing and shoving for a glimpse through the bars. A thick red carpet was being unrolled from the grand oak doorway. The brass lettering on the sign above the entrance was being buffed to a high sheen. A gaggle of gossiping cleaners leaned on idle brooms, complaining about their aching backs and drinking mugs of tea. The gates began to creak open.
"Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Leviticus."
The small group of visitors gazed in awe at the man who had spoken. He cut an imposing figure in his crisp white lab coat, his dark hair shining in the chill winter sunlight, his rather large nose flaring with pride and excitement.
"I, Dr. Weatherby, deputy head of the Oil and Fuel Department and director of experimental affairs, feel deeply honoured to show such a distinguished group of visitors the wonders of..."
He stopped. He stared at the tour party. 20 grubby faces stared back. They did not look distinguished at all. They looked extremely undistinguished. Positively mediocre, in fact.
"Where's the mayor?" Dr. Weatherby hissed. "Where are the TV reporters? Who are you lot?"
A spotty youth in a pom-pom hat stepped forward.
"We're from the campsite down the road," he offered. "They said they needed people for a rehearsal of this tour you're doing later."
Dr. Weatherby reached into his pocket for his schedule. He glowered at the piece of paper and squinted to read the small print he had not noticed earlier. 1 p.m., it read. Practice run of tour, led by Dr. Weatherby. This was followed underneath by even smaller print. 2 p.m. actual tour, led by Professor Schnautspart. Grinding his teeth, Dr. Weatherby ripped the schedule into tiny shreds before taking all 17 pages of his big speech and doing the same. He made a mental note to fire his secretary. The spotty youth's face glowed with excitement.
"Oh, and we were promised sherry and nibbles. Don't suppose we could have those first?"
"Right," Dr. Weatherby snapped, casting the shreds of paper to the wind. "Let's get this over with."
He stamped off towards the main building, shoving the tea-slurping cleaners out of his way.
"Get a move on."
The campers hurried after him as he led them past the magnificent oak doors and around to the side entrance. Dr. Weatherby did not want any of his colleagues seeing him leading the warm-up tour. Purple-faced and furious, he swept the motley party through endless grey corridors at high speed.
"There's a laboratory,"